Stock, this is trading on Bonnie Bailey. Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. B as in boy. B-O-N-N-I-E. Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. Constellation was 8-11-25. Date of birth, 4-16-53. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend, MD. T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Michael Townsend, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is... can you please say, please, before that, please say, Dear Mike, thank you for sending Bonnie Bailey for evaluation. Next paragraph, history president. This is a 72-year-old female who has a past history of hypertension and history for asthma. Has had episodes of bronchitis with severe bronchospasm. And she has been using an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. Recently, however, she had one episode of asthma with severe shortness of breath, during which time she used her albuterol inhaler constantly. And she was also seen in the emergency room on 5/9/25. The patient was admitted to Advent Hospital at Palm Coast. And she received antibiotic therapy, IV salmeterol, and nebulized bronchodilators. The patient was then discharged satisfactorily. And presently, she is much better and not using her inhaler as frequently. She denies fevers or chills, night sweats, but has occasional cough with no significant wheezing or shortness of breath. She has completed a course of prednisone and has been using a Trilogy Ellipti inhaler. For her asthma, but she does not use it regularly. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypothyroidism and history for hypertension. She also has history for atrial fibrillation. And history for diabetes mellitus type 2. She had bladder cancer operated, and she also had bowel perforation requiring exploratory laparotomy and resection of bowel and repair. The patient has epileptemia and hypothyroidism. Next, allergies to ibuprofen. And next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking and occasional alcohol use. She worked as a pharmacy tech and also worked at Walmart. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. I'm sorry, family history, mother died of dementia, father died of old age. Next, system review of the patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. Yes, she has cataracts, no glaucoma, no sore throat or hoarseness, no nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising, and she has joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, but has numbness of the extremities and no headaches or memory loss, and denies skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, med list included Xarelto 20 mg daily, metoprolol 25 mg BID, albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN, Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, and losartan 50 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No clubbing or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 128/70, and heart rate was 64, respiration 18, temps 97.5, weight is 144, saturation is 96. HEND and non-spheric, pupils reactive, clear or clear, throat is mildly injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with clear lung fills. Or the absence of irregular asthma on S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowels not active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, mild varicosities, there's no gap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross, more left with cranial nerves, mostly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, crash number 1 is asthma and recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is history of diabetes. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is atrial fibrillation. Chronic. Number 5, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray, complete pulmonary function study. CBC and IgE level. So we'll continue using the albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN and Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff a day. Advised follow up visit approximately 8 weeks or early if necessary. Patient was advised to call back if she has any new symptoms over the next 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Let's talk to D'Souza. Oh, can you please add in the first paragraph, the patient also had labs done which showed no significant abnormality, but her hemoglobin A1C was 6.3 with a blood sugar of 122. Okay. Thank you, Sakti Suja. Copy of this product, Michael Townsend, TOWNSEND, Michael, MD. Michael Townsend, MD. Thank you.